I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Anybody who's ever put together a wedding, ever been married, anybody that's ever been part of a wedding that's been put together knows that there's a whole lot of drama that goes with a wedding. There's different people's feelings you have to consider. Diplomatic situations with your new family coming in. There's just a whole lot that goes to it. My wife has been here all week, filling in for Anna while she's been out.
Hi, babe.
So when you look back at our wedding, it was a beautiful day, but there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of stresses. Specifically, guest lists are tough. You put time into it. You try and figure out, you know, who's going to be there at your wedding. But inevitably, when you look back on it years later, there's questionable choices on there, right? Like J-Lo and Ben Affleck, I was surprised to see the guys from Clerks there, but not his brother. Seems strange to me. Twirling through the Rolodex of guests that we had, who are you sorry we had to invite?
Like half of them?
It's true.
So there were some aunts and uncles from out of state that I felt obligated to invite. Also actually liked some of them at the time. Now I look back and I'm like, I shouldn't have invited anyone from that state. Like they all should have just stayed right up there.
It's amazing how when a wedding is on the horizon, all of a sudden people you haven't talked to in forever, they've got something to say, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're looking for an invite.
Right. They're reaching out. They want to reunite. And it's not necessarily with the couple, I think. It's that they want to go to a party. There's always the people that your parents say have to be there, even though you can't really remember them. There's probably people from your work that you do business with, some of which you genuinely care for, but others that you're like, but if you invite this one, you got to invite the other one.
Of course.
Right. And no doubt, there's 100% at least a few of your friends that have somebody new that they're dating that you're just like, please don't. But they're there anyways.
That's the worst to look back on. The photos of people with their guests, their significant other at the time that you're not crazy about, or they broke up now and they get all weird when you want to show your wedding photos. Listen, I didn't tell you to bring her with you. I knew she was a bad choice. You brought her.
1-800-330-9999. Who are you sorry you had to invite to your wedding? Sarah, what do you got?
I am sorry that I invited my husband's aunt to my wedding. Apparently she had beef with like other members of the family and I was unaware of it. Mm. The morning of the wedding, she found out that we invited my husband's godmother, who I guess they weren't on good terms, and she threw a huge fit, and my husband ended up having to call his godmother and uninvite her.
Is there anything less appropriate than people that squabble at somebody else's wedding? You know, the thought that somebody thinks that they can dictate to somebody else who should be at their wedding and who should not.
Zero class.
Right?
Zero class.
Right.
When people make things about themselves, like it's just like you're a grown up. I mean, you said it yourself. That was his aunt. If you're the aunt, you're like, you're grown and you should act accordingly. Well, that's terrible. Everybody's got somebody, though, that thinks it's about them. Let's get real for a minute. Who are you sorry you had to invite to your wedding? 800-330-9999. Looking back with the photos on the wall, it even makes it easier to see. There's people at your wedding that you love and you're going to love them forever. You're so glad they were there. There's others that you're like, how did they end up in the party? How did they end up even at the reception? Who are you sorry you had to invite to your wedding? 1-800-330-9999. Lenny, what do you got?
You know, it's always going to be an issue if you invite not only a fraternity brother, but an alcoholic and a comedian at the same time.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So that's a big red flag. So this guy, Joe, who went to college again in my fraternity, was only invited solely because it got down the road that I was having this wedding. Mm-hmm. And here he comes and he likes to get naked. And next thing you know, after all the introductions, here he comes doing the full windmill and taking shots. So, it was a hot mess. And believe me, at that point, it was an escort out of the building.
How old were you at that point?
I was 20, 5.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys were like right out of college a short time ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was fresh that, and no longer are married. So,
yeah. Right. And I'm sure that she tells all her friends about that. Her family remembers
that.
Wow.
How traumatizing for the guests.
It was traumatizing for all the guests. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's funny for you now that you're divorced. I mean, who cares?
Oh, yeah. It was 15 years ago.
Now, if he was 45 doing that, I mean, I might have laughed.
No, I find that all backwards.
Sad.
I mean, 12 months out of college, I forgive you. You were doing this every weekend. 45, I'm calling the authorities. What are you doing? Sam, who are you sorry that you had to actually invite to your wedding?
I'll be honest with you. It's a long list. We had to invite, even though we were paying for half the wedding, we had to invite all of my parents-in-law's friends.
Yeah.
So there were all these people that I didn't even know. I just felt like we got kind of stuck with the bill, the catering bill for people that we didn't even know. So, and they, you know, her parents are like, oh, don't worry, they'll give you these great gifts for the wedding. But guess what? They didn't. It was my friends who were given the better gifts than these people.
You know, that is the thing that they tell you, because we had a table full of in-law friends. Now, they were generous. We made out well from them, but I'm sure it isn't always that way. Ann Raven, Brandy, who are you sorry you had to invite to your wedding?
The entire family of my husband. They all showed up. They weren't very good guests. And then, I don't know, like 16 months later, turns out my husband was cheating on me the entire time.
Oh, my gosh.
So he and his family can all, you know, go elsewhere.
You know, when the family is difficult, that makes it so hard, right? I mean, to just to get along, to try and do anything. If one family is like immovable, they won't compromise on anything. It's just so difficult to get both sides of the family to agree on anything at that point, right?
Yeah.
I'm blessed with a fantastic mother-in-law, but girl, you're better off without him.
But, you know, you look back too, though. Was the family weird because they were being weird to you? Or was the family weird because they knew that he was not good?
Someone should have warned her.
And that he was not ready to be married and that he was just, you know, whatever. Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a whole mess.
Did you at least make them pay for a lot of that wedding? I hope so.
A little bit. But, you know, it still was a lot of money for a lot of nothing.
Well, girl, I'm sorry you had to invite them too.